There is an interesting discussion when it comes to the names of Allah, that can we call Allah or name him or give him names by other than that which he has named himself? And that is the interesting discussion. And the majority of the ulama do not accept that we can. They say that they are Asma'ullah, that the names of Allah tawqifiyah, that they are something which are determined already, and we can't expand upon them by analogy. Some people here, Al-Qadi Al-Baqalani, does say that it is permissible to do so. So he does disagree with that. That said, even though he does say that there is still some, it's not a clear, it's not just an absolute green light. So he does have restrictions, and we may come across some things like that. Also, regarding the names of Allah, so for example, Al-Alim, that Allah is all knowledgeable. It's interesting that regarding this, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said that ma min amin illa wa huwa makhsus, that he said that there is nothing general, a general ruling or a statement or a verse in the Quran except wa huwa makhsus, except it has been specified, that it has some there's a kind of derogation where you can derogate, make something exempt from it. So for example, when Allah says pray, but then there's exceptions. It could be that, well, somebody's unconscious, or so somebody is, or somebody hasn't reached attained puberty, therefore it doesn't apply to them, or a woman is on a menstruation cycle, so therefore it doesn't apply to her, or a person is traveling at this time, therefore this particular salah can be prayed at a later time. So what I'm saying is that although there is a ruling, there are always exceptions. So whenever there's a statement, there is always an exception, almost. So Ibn Abbas says, illa, that except the verse, wa anna Allah bi kulli shay'in alim, that indeed Allah, and that Allah is all knowledgeable, okay, regarding everything, that he is knowledgeable. Now he says this is general and is not specified, as in you, there's nothing, no exceptions to that. It is interesting because some of the ulama, like Abu Abdullah Tata'i, writes that his teachers had added to that and said, "Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut," that every soul shall taste death, is an exception. That's interesting. And also he added, "Wama min dabbatin fil ardi illa 'ala Allahi rizquha," that there is no creature on earth except its rizq is upon Allah, that has no exception. And the "wa huwa bi kulli shay'in 'alim," obviously the one that's already mentioned by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. And he said some of his teachers also included, "wa huwa 'ala kulli shay'in qadir," that he's that all powerful over all things. And here they have this interesting discussion, because you may say, well, what about the impossible? As in to, like atheists tend to say, as in to kill himself, or to do this, or to do something which he's incapable of, or to create a four-sided triangle, which is really a linguistic fallacy. That's what it is. But I mean, or what about, so he said that, well, if you look at the verse, it says, "Ala kulli shay," that everything, and that which is non-existent is not a thing. That's his angle anyway. The other ulama may say, well, that is specified and it does have exceptions, in the sense that obviously inconceivable things would are a nonsensical statement. So you couldn't accept, because if somebody was to say, can Allah create a rock which is so big that he can't lift it himself? I mean, that in essence, if you use, in philosophy, there's this thing known as Occam's razor, where you keep reducing things and cutting out the. So it's basically, if we keep reducing that statement, translating as in making it, reducing it to its simplest terms, what we are saying is, can Allah do something to render himself incapable? Then the definition of Allah, the definition of God, is that which is all capable, cannot be incapable, cannot be weak, cannot be, I mean, that. So when we're saying once again, when we reduce that statement to another level, then we're saying, can God make himself not God? Which is a nonsensical statement. So therefore, obviously, it doesn't make sense. So that's generally the answer to things, to nonsense like that. But I mean, so here, what is interesting, folks, is Jalal ad-Din as-Suyuti, who's an amazing Shafi'i scholar, he says that he pondered over this as well, about the general verses of the Qur'an being that they're all specified and exempted from, except what Ibn Abbas had said. And he says, aha, there you go, Suyuti had to get one in there. He says, I've come across one myself. That وَحُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ أُمَّهَاتُكُمْ, that your mothers have been made haram for you when it comes to matters of marriage. So he said that there's no exception to things like that. So I have to say, I mean, there you go, some scholarly input and almost entertainment. So yeah, so that's the debate and discussion surrounding the Asma, the names of Allah. We'll now be taking a look at some of the names of Allah.